Yakel. Yeah. All right, Tavshin Ein Zayin. So, here we're talking about the actual putting together of the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers together the Jewish people, and they're going to put together the Mishkan.
And what does he need all the rest of Israel for if he's going to do it himself? To watch?
No, he's not doing it himself. They're doing it.
Huh?
Maybe he'll lift it up. Could be he's going to lift it up, but he's not the one who's donating everything. He's not the one who's making everything. So take a look, see what Rav Tzadok writes. Rav Tzadok writes, he says, Vayakel Moshe Eskol Adas B'nei Yisrael. That's the first pre-tzadok on Parshas Vayakel.
Right.
So Vayakel Moshe Eskol Adas B'nei Yisrael, Hu Al Derech Shenemar Heasvuva Gida Lechem. Yeah, this is, it's like, just like, what do you call it, just like Yaakov Avinu said to his children before he passed away, I'm gathered together and I'm going to tell you what's going to be in the end of days. Right, and I'll explain to you what's going to be. It's going to be, and just prepare them for the, what do you call, for the Golos. And then in the end of Lamaisa, we know that he wasn't able to tell them what was going to be the end of the days, etc. But the idea is that first, in order to be able to make this revelation, you needed to gather together. And so too also over here. He kaptsu v'shamu, v'vreishis rabat tziva osan ala machlokes. He was metzaveh them on machlokas to make sure there shouldn't be any machlokas in their midst, because the Shechina will only rest in a place where there's unity. There's unity, like the Ramak says. He says the yesod of Shechinta v'galusa is sinat Shechina. When there's purity between the neshamos, there's no place for the Shechina to rest. Tzivos on machlokas. Amar lehem tehun kulchon asifa achas. You should all be one gathering. V'hainu, the az yuchal lahagid lehem achres hayamin. Then I can tell you achres hayamin. V'chein kan, shorotzel lahagid lehem mitzvah haShabbos v'tzivuim lechas haMishkan. Right? V'chein kan, shorotzel lahagid lehem. What he called, so too also, what he wanted to tell them. Mitzvah haShabbos. Right? And tzivuim lechas haMishkan. Tzivuim lechas haMishkan. Hiktim v'yakil Moshe shukulam aguda achas. Right? He's going to give them the tzivu of Shabbos, the mitzvah of Shabbos, and what do you call it, and melechas haMishkan. So Vayakel Moshe gathers together. Shukulam aguda achas. V'al derech v'sha'amu lo matza Kodesh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't find a kli machzik bracha. Better than what do you call it, shalom. Shalom. So that's the idea of Vayakel. They need the Vayakel in order, right, in order for the Shechina to rest in the midst. Shabbos, what do you call, the Shechina comes, and the Mishkan, what do you call, so that the Shabbos is the Mikdash of time, is the sanctuary of time, and the Mishkan is the sanctuary in place. Right, the sanctuary in place. In order to do that, you need to be Vasifa Achas, you need to be gathered together. Fine. Okay. So that's the Hakdama. So we're going to look at some of the psukim and just show to what lengths Moshe Rabbeinu tried, not just Moshe Rabbeinu, but that Klal Yisrael, as it were, gave the donations to the Mishkan and built the Mishkan on the highest level. He says, let's take a look at that first pasuk there. Perek Lamed Hey pasuk Dalet.
Well,
right, there should be Shalom, and also what he called a lot of other kavanas here in terms of what he called in terms of the Shechina. It says Kumitchem Truma. Yeah, you got. I put the pasuk there also on the page for you. Lamed Hey, Lamed Hey, Hey. See it? Kumitchem. Yeah, Kumitchem Truma LaHashem Kol Nediv Libo Yivi'el Es Trumas HaShem Zahav V'Chesef U'Nechoshes. So the pasuk is a little bit wordy. Chumitchem, take from them, truma l'Hashem, a truma, right, a donation l'Hashem. Kol nediv libo, anybody who is those who are nediv libo, who have a generous heart, let's say, yivieha should bring it as truma l'Hashem. Again, truma l'Hashem. We already said that. Chumitchem truma l'Hashem. So what's the second time? Yeah, kol nadiv libo yiviyah as chumas Hashem. Zahava chesiv nechoshes. Why say it twice? He already says chumas Hashem. He says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. He says yiviyah as chumas Hashem. Pasuk ze mar beetzba. This pasuk he points. Kilevad hamurgash yesh hamuskol. Aside from that which you experience, you can touch, you can feel, you can see, etc. There's something muskel, there's a concept. Here in this Orach Chaim, right? He says, Kilevad hamurgash yesh hamuskol. Aside from that which you can actually feel, you know, in the regular world, there's also a muskel, there's a concept. There's a concept that's embedded inside of it. What they're telling us here is that the maaseh truma, the act of giving, maaseh truma, is muskalhi b'chinas hashchina ki la yikare trumas Hashem. As you're lifting up Hashem, you're causing shchina to be here. How are you causing shchina to be here? Oh, so let's see. Ha'yedei ma'isa truma yafil ba davar tov yechaber oil bal yimot. The ikar rotzon ma'isa hu hamuskol. The ikar that Hashem wants out of the ma'isa is your thought that's attached to the object. So your thought over here to the gift, to the action. Your thought over here is what's bringing shechina. V'omer yivya, right? You will bring it. Perush yavil b'chinas hanelemes im trumas Hashem. Right? You're gonna cause, you're gonna bring Yiviel, you're gonna bring the Shechina. Right? So the pasuk reads now, Chumit chem Trumal Hashem. Bring, right from amongst them, a Trumal Hashem, a donation Hashem. Kol Nadiv Libo, every person who has got a generous heart, Yiviel will bring, right, the Shechina as Trumas Hashem. He'll bring it with the Trumas Hashem. You bring the Shechina to Trumas Hashem. You bring this concept, not just what he called the act of giving the gold or the silver or the copper or the tchelis or argaman. Right, that's the kavana. So he says, Ubira Kosuk, Mihu Asher Yiviel, V'omer Kol Nadiv Libo. Who will bring it? The Nadiv Libo, Perish, Ha'osa Davar, Minasias Halev, a person who does it from a lifted up heart, yeah, right? Minasias Halev, lifting up his heart, Ashiyadvenu Libo Letzad, His Noos, Haruchnis, Hashochim Belev, Cheshek Hadavar, Yafil Muskal Hanelam, Aval Im Yavi Atruma Belo Nadiv Leslev, Ain Zepoel Bamuskal. In other words, if you would call it, you would give it pro forma. If you give it, just, I'm going to give it. That is not going to bring the, what do you call that? It's not going to bring the Shechina. Right? You did it, but it's not going to bring the Shechina. It has to be benedivus slave. It has to be, what do you call it? It has to be an excitement of the heart, a lifting up of the heart. When you do it in that way, that brings the Shechina. That brings the Shechina.
So you have to know the purpose of why you're giving.
I don't even know what the purpose is. The eagerness to give. The willingness to give, the goodness of the heart to give, not just to go, oh, take it, you know, the hell with you, take it, right, blast, I gotta give this to this also, another blasted donation, right, then what do you call it, then that for sure is no good. Then he said, just mentioned another comment here. I didn't bold it, but I think it's interesting. He says, Re'isi, it's something to keep your eyes open. He says, Zahav v'chesven echoshes, Re'isi l'seis lev b'chol ha'parsha, b'seder hischabrus hashemos. In other words, when you look throughout the parsha here, it talks about the different materials that are being brought, or even, what he called, even the different objects that are being built from them. He says, Upirte etvam, ki lo ha'yishua midot, I mean, this over here, still in the same Orach Chaim, just not underneath the bold. Kilo hishva midosav behem, lefam yomer vav, b'chol pirat hanosav, ke maaseyu b'seder yud gimel dvorim, haboim b'nidvas hamishkon, shomer vav b'chol hanosav, fam yomer vav b'schabrus hagimel, ke omro es hamishkon, es olo, es mechseyu, right? V'teichel chozev v'akosav v'atzmo lokach seder yischabrus acher, v'amre es krosav, v'es krosav, v'chein kol zeh aderch atzov sefer pirtei hamishkon. Right? When you really ask you, "Behaktim divrayim ki avav yagi iskashus v'nosav im harishon," was an askel called David. He says, if you look through it again, I'm going to go through all the whole list. But like you'll see that there's a list of lots of things here, right? There's let's take a look. Take a look for a second.
Aren't the lists repeated also? What list is repeated?
When we're talking about when they counted everything to make sure there was
But that's the same list as the original list.
Right, but. More or less, yeah, I think so. So look in Pasuk, let's see, in Pasuk Hey. See in Pasuk Hey in the Chumash itself. Lamed Hey Hey. Right? It says, Kumichem Shumal Hashem, Kol Nadiv Libo, Yiveh Estumas Hashem, Zahav V'chetzef Nechoshes. Wherever there's a Vav, he says these are all in the same category. And one may be higher than the other, but they're connected to each other. Uzcheles va'agaman v'solashani v'sheish v'izim v'oros elim v'adamim v'oros. Notice there's a vav between all these things. Right. It means they're all within the same category. V'shemin lamor v'avnei shoam v'avnei v'luim. In other words, they're all on the same level. They're not like it's not like a separate a subsection, a different level or a different type of thing. Like let's say. Right.
The person who gives this or the person who gives that is not.
It's true. Zahav is more than kesef, but it's what he called. It's all these are all materials necessary for building. So therefore, they're all connected with the vav. But pasuk yud aleph, when it describes the mishkan, the what he called how the buildings will look, it says et mishkan es ohalo ve et michsehu. Interesting. Now, it's talking about the three levels of covering over the mishkan. So the Mishkan itself, the one that faces the curtain, the ceiling, you know, what do you call it, that faces the inside of the Mishkan, that's in a category itself. It says Et HaMishkan, Et Ohalo, right? Et Ohalo, there's no Vav there. Not the Et Ohalo, right? So sure, because that's a different level, because that doesn't face the Mishkan itself. But yet it says Et Ohalo V'Et Michseil, because there's the three levels. So the bottom level, which faces the what do you call it, the Kodesh and the Kodesh Gashim, that's in a category to itself. The other two, which don't face, right, they're connected with the Vav, because they're in a category, those two things are in the same category. But the first one was a separate category, so there was no Vav between the first one and the second and the third. Isn't it interesting? He goes through the whole thing like that. Then he says, Et Krasav, the what do you call it, in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Krasav, those are the hooks. The Et Krasav, so the hooks that hold it together, and the, what do you call it, that's Krashav, and the beams on the side, the walls on the side, that's, what do you call it, that's a category into itself. That's why there's a Vav between them.
No Vav.
There is. S Krashav, the S Krashav. Those are in the same category. But now, S Brichav, the Briach, the thing that holds the walls together, S Amudav, that's what you call it, that's the things that, you know, keep it in place. As Adonav, those are things that are enabling it to stand. So those things are in the same category. As Amudav, as Adonav. And so it goes on through the whole thing. Right? Through the entire Mishkan. This was just fascinating, the way he categorized. Okay. That's a parenthetical point. Yeah, what he called, yeah, right. I'm sorry, but the Or Chaim understood what he called what was being said. It was fascinating. Now.
Why, Rashi doesn't say anything on this?
I don't think he addresses the Vav. I don't think so. No. I don't think so. He doesn't address it. He just defines everything, right? But he doesn't say, you know, why here there's a vav, why there there's no vav. Pasuk yud, v'chol chacham leiv b'chem. Pasuk yud, v'chol chacham leiv b'chem. Yavo v'yasu eis kol asher tziva Hashem. So anybody, all those who are wise of heart, amongst b'chem, in you, yavo v'yasu eis kol asher tziva Hashem. So Sifsei Kohen, he's a Talmud of the Arizal. It's not the Shach from the Shulchan Aruch. He says, why does he write V'chol Chacham Leiv Bachem? Right, Bachem. Why did he say V'chol Chacham Leiv Mikem? Right. Why didn't he say that that you know, from your midst, I'm going to choose the those who are capable. Why? He says like this. There, you see that citation there in Yud, right? V'chocham lev b'chem says the Sifse Kohen. V'chocham lev b'chem yavo l'fish rotzal omer lehem ru'u kara Hashem b'shem b'tzalel. Hashem, Moshe would have called, Hashem is going to say over here that he's choosing to run the whole shebang, Bezalel. Said, now Bezalel is who? Bezalel is Miriam's, what do you call it? Bezalel, Ben Uri, Ben Hur, right?
Bezalel's not in the pasuk.
No, that's what he called, that's in Pasuk Lamed. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says he appoints Bezalel. Vayom Moshe al Bnei Yisrael, Ru'u Kara Hashem B'Shem Bezalel Ben Uri Ben Hur L'Matzeh Yehuda. So he appoints him as the chief architect over here. So now everybody can think themselves, right? Not every, people might think themselves, look who he chose, right? He's Moshe Rabbeinu is the king, right? Aaron HaKohen is the Kohen Gadol. Now he's choosing Miriam's, what he called, a grandson.
Which would be his nephew?
Well, it's Bezalel, Ben Uri, right? Ben Hur, right? What do you call him? So he's Bezalel, his father is Uri, his father is Hur, and Hur is the son of Miriam. So it's his great-grandson.
Moshe Rabbeinu's great
grandson. No,
Miriam's great
grandson.
But how would he be related to Moshe?
His great nephew.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Tzal, Uri, Hur, right? And then the Miriam is the mother. So it's great great grandson.
So the Chacham is referring to Tzal?
Oh, no. So because he said, why did he say, so that he's coming to answer that question. He says later on he's going to say, see, I've made Bezalel in charge of all of this. Kadesh lo hatil kina. We want to make sure that when we build the Mishkan, there shouldn't, God forbid, be a trace of kina here. Trace of kina. Kadesh lo yomru, lefishu ben zakeno, right? Ben Hur, Ben Miriam, Achoso, right? Bezalel ben Uri, Ben Hur, Ben Miriam, Achoso. He says, Gam kemoshe kasabtu, Pashas kisis, lefishu haya, Ben Shloshes reishana. Bezalel was only 13 years old at this time. 13 years old. He's Miriam's great grandson. Yeah. And the ain't man in Parnas al Sibra, Elin Ken Ismala Zakano. Right? You don't nearly put a person who's in charge of something from the Sibra unless he's got a full beard. There's this kid, what he called, he's young. That's what Moshe did. He, as it were, he preempted the feeling of kinna by doing what? By Omar, Kol Chacham Leiv Bachem. V'lo amar mikem, lomar kulchem chachomim, kulchem ruuyim la'atos hamelachos. He's telling him, you record, he says to him, v'chol chacham leiv b'chem, not v'chol chacham leiv mikem. Mikem would be from amongst you. You have chacham leiv who are capable of doing the work. I'm not saying that. I'm saying v'chol chacham leiv b'chem. You have, all of you have inside of you the capacity to do this. All of you have inside. It's all inside. It's inside of all of you. To do the melachos, just that Hashem chose, right?
That's in
Pasuk Yud. It says v'chol chacham leiv b'chem. And as all of you are chachmei leiv, as opposed to mikem from amongst you. But if you said mikem, it would imply that some of you are capable and some of you are not capable. So he is worrying. He made sure to tell them that you're all capable, just Hashem chose Bezalel. Afal pishul lo riyisem. Even though you've spent your whole life in Egypt, right? You didn't see any fine artistry. All you saw were bricks and mortar, right? You have the ability, once you've been mekabel the Torah, which you've been mekabel the Torah already, right? In Parshas Yisro, etc. You have the capacity, since that's the head of all the chachmos, you've got the capacity to do it. Just Hashem chose, right? Specifically chose Bezalel.
Yeah, he had protection.
See, this is what he was trying to avoid, right? Fine. Fine. Further.
But there's no argument among the people.
No, but in order to make sure, in order to maintain shalom, you have to, what do you call, you have to massage, what do you call. I mean, he's not saying he's saying something wrong. He's not saying wrong. But he's telling them, you should know that you all have the ability to do this. And don't think, what do you call, when a person feels like chopped liver, right? So it's more likely that the kinnah is going to come up, right? But if he doesn't feel like chopped liver, if you tell him really all capable, just minute shemaim, because Baruch Hu chose b'tzala. Seder, okay, no, what am I supposed to do? It's not that you're chopped liver, you're not chopped liver, because any of you are chachmei lev, all of you are chachmei lev. The Rav Yonasan Apshitz writes, "V'chol chacham lev b'chem." He says something else. Yesh lahavin, the mi yavchini mu chacham lev. How are you supposed to know if a person is a chacham lev? If he's wise, he has the ability. Ela nira dani soyan haya shlo amru lo legamre hatzivui shel Hashem. Keitzad he asiya v'tikun akelim v'hu kiven midas atzmo hatzivui v'hatzivui zeh muchach. Al chachmaso v'ze v'yasu eskosh et tziva Hashem midaito afshalo nispar shulo tor v'ofen asiyasu b'ze yuvan chachmaso o yeshtoma v'yasu eskosh et tziva Hashem shulo yeh kina im ze osa oron v'ze osa adni achotzer. Oh, see, he says another point over here. We're going to focus on what he called the second point. He says, "V'chol chacham leiv b'chem." This is when we're talking about all the people who are going to do the work. V'yatzu eskol asher tziva Hashem. Eskol asher tziva Hashem means he made sure that everybody participated in every kli. Not like, okay, these six guys are going to work on the aron, and these five guys are going to work on the. We're talking about over here where Moshe Rabbeinu was making sure that we call that the
there's no kinnah.
Now it's just like before we saw that he told them that the way that to bring Shechina is what he called is not just through the performer act of giving, but through the lifting up of your heart, right? Your ratzon to do it. Your ratzon to do it. Right? You're rutzen to bring the Shechina into your actions. That's what brings the Shechina, not just your time you're giving. Now, but we have to make sure that if we want the Shechina to be here, there can't be any kina in the, what do you call it, in the objects that are being made for the Mishkan. So, first, the Sifsek Kohen told us, that's why he told them, you're all capable of doing it. Don't be mekane in what he called in Bezalel, because you're all capable of doing it. Just Hashem chose Bezalel. You know, as he massaged there, he told them the truth, but he made sure to inform them of that truth, so that God forbid no kinner should bubble up. That was what the Jonas and Apshitz, the Ferris Jonasson said, right? No? Yeah? Right?
Sorry.
Right? And then, what do you call it? But then, that's what the Sifsek Kohen said, I'm sorry. But then the Tiferes Jonasson said, yeah? He said, when he told him at the end, it says in the end of the pasuk, "Chol chacham leiv b'chem, yavo v'yasu es kol asher tziva Hashem." What was he telling over here? It says Rav Yonasan Apshitz that he didn't say, "Okay, you guys work on the aron, and you guys will work on the sockets." They have what he called that to put the crush him into to make sure they stand. So one guy say, "Why did I get the sockets? I want to work on the aron." Right? I'm chopped liver. Why do you get such a cluster job? And I gotta record, I didn't bring it to him. I'm gonna make the asados. So what do you call, I'm gonna make the stakes to stick in the ground to hold the curtains in place. Heck, what do you call it? So what am I? So he says, no, everybody's gonna participate in everything. Even though maybe you would say that in terms of, pragmatically, that's not the best way to go. That's not worth it. It's not worth it to, what do you call, to do something that's more pragmatic. Right? It's not worth to do something that's more pragmatic if it generates bad vibes.
How are they going to manage that? There's 3 years, 600,000 men, and everybody's going to have an opportunity to put one screw in somewhere?
Well, I don't know if everybody got, because the mice, even mice, we know that only the people, there's certain people who came. People who first of all said, I can do it. Right? And then other people who feel, it's inside of me, but I don't know how to do it. But both of them, those ones came forward and did it. But according to Rav Yonasan Apshitz, they all participated in all the kalim to make sure that no one felt any bad vibes. Okay? Further, Vayavo kol ish asher nesao libo, v'chol asher nadvaru chol, oso, heviu es trumas Hashem. Now we're talking about the people who are giving, who are donating. Before we talked about the people who are going to be used to build it, right, to make it, the artisans. Now we're talking about the people who are donating. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. He says, Vayavo kol ish, vayavo kol asher, kol ish asher nesao, Perush. What does that mean? He says, there's two, look in the Pasuk. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph. You see there, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. See Pasuk Chaf Aleph? By a vocal ish. By a vocal ish. He says, there's two different terminologies used to describe the people who are donating here. He says, there is the terminology of Asher Nisao Libo, lifted up his heart. The Cho Asher Nadvaru Cho. And then there, his ruach, as it were, what he called, was donated, was generous. Right?
Okay. In other words, he gave more than somebody else?
No, just saying what he called, these are two, to describe, well, we'll see in a second. We're driving two different types of donations. So listen to what Chaim says. Vayavokal ish, asher nesao, right, libo, vasher nadvorucho, perush, omro, nesao libo, vnadvorucho, da, you should know. Hadrogos, right? There are two levels of people who donate. Ha'echad hu hamisnadev beratzon nafsho. Person gives willingly, right? He's, he wants to do it. Kefi yecholto, according to his ability. Ve'erech b'mono, arech b'mono. How much what is ability? How much does he have? You know, how much money does he have? Right? Right? So he takes into consideration, you know, what his monetary status is, and that's how he based on it, and he gives. But he gives with a full heart. That's called nadva rucho. Lezeh kara nadva rucho. Lishlol she'enu osa davar kamo betzar nafsho. In other words, ruach is in a state of giving. His spirit is in a giving spirit, as opposed to a person who says, oh, don't have to give again. So every month they get donishtik, every Monday and Thursday they're collecting more money from what the heck am I going to do here? Right? That's not in the path of altogether. A person who gives like that, there's no shechina there. Right? It's not going to bring the Shekhinah there. I mean, he may have been Mekayim, but did whatever mitzvah was, but the Shekhinah is not there. Because again, he's not, as it were, he's not bringing the Shekhinah, he's just doing the act. So that's Nodva Rucho. V'hasheni hu amisnadev yoser miyacholto. That's called So Libo. His heart lifted him up, he's higher. Right? Not just he's in a giving spirit as opposed to a chintzy spirit. He's uplifted. He's not even thinking how much money I have. I'm gonna give everything, whatever I can.
That's the first category.
No, the first category is Nod Verucho, is where the guy is pretty quiet saying, oh, I wanna give. Let me just figure out how much money I have. Okay, I got this much money, I got these expenses. Okay, that's why I wanna give. Right? Rather than, you know, oh man, pain in the patoot. Right, I gotta do this again, right? So that guy's out to lunch. That's Nadva Rucho. Then there's Naso Libo. Naso means to lift up. I mean, he's not even gonna take into consideration, right? We know how much can I afford, how much can I afford. He's like flying high. I'm gonna give! Right? He's not thinking about, you know, what you call, you know, like, he's not thinking about how much, you know, can I to give, how much can I afford to give, what do you call, he's just uplifted totally. He says that's called Naso Libo.
What's the third category where I gotta be?
Hashenu mis, yeah, right? Lezek Nikra Karas Naso Libo Perish Alev Minas Eu Maricho Be'erech Asher Yosemi Mashu Lasez Dover Yakar. That's the person who's like just blown out of his gazoo. He wants to give. I'm gonna give! Right? He's not thinking about, well, but wait a second, did you pay the gas bill? But what about next month? You got enough money to go on vacation? He's not thinking about it. Okay?
You're not worrying about it or just not thinking about it?
He's put out of his mind. He's so totally enamored of the opportunity to give to this, what he called, to this cause. Mm-hmm. He's not thinking about that.
Beautiful. Be like that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, further. Okay? So that's Paraklamet Vav. So we've discussed about how Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to make sure there was no kinah, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, in the way that people gave, right, gave for it, So they gave in a way that was an uplifted fashion. You know, it was either, at the very least, nadva rucho, and even higher than the soul libo, his heart lifted higher, man. Then, v'asa b'tzalel, v'aliyah v'chol ish chacham lev, that's in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Aleph. V'asa b'tzalel v'aliyah v'chol ish chacham lev, sh'anas ha'shem chachmat u'tuna b'hema, l'das asos chom leches avodas ha'kodesh, l'cho asher tziv ha'shem. It says, v'asa b'tzalel v'aliyah, right? They did, v'chol ish chacham lev, and every person who is a chacham lev, Asher nasan Hashem chokhmah utuna behema ladas asos kol lechas avoda as hakodesh lechol asher tziv Hashem. So look at that pasuk for a second in the Chumash. Lamed vav al. No, that was the first pasuk was. Yeah, this is lamed vav. V'asa b'tzalel v'aliyav, and b'tzalel and aliyav, right? She should read V'asa, wasn't she? V'asa, but okay, fine. I'm too lost in that. Right, V'asa. Right?
V'asa.
Okay, you see it? V'asa with Tzalel V'aliyav. Again, I'm not sure why it doesn't say V'asu, but I don't want to get lost in that right now. But I think it should be the plural, but okay. Okay. V'asa with Tzalel V'aliyav. V'chol ish chacham lev. Each person. B'tzalel, Aliyav, right? Ish chacham lev, asher nasan Hashem chacham utuna behema, ladas, lasos, right? All these people who had the chachma and the tuna to record in them to know lasos kol melechas avodas hakodesh, l'chol asher tziv Hashem. They know how to do it. They did it. Then it says, v'yikra Moshe el b'tzalel, v'aliyav, l'kol ish chacham lev, asher nasan Hashem chacham belibo, kol asher nesol lo biyo, l'korva el melechas lasos osa, l'kum l'fnei Moshe, it's kol atshuma. So what's going on over here? In Pasuk Aleph, it says they did it. In Pasuk Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu calls them, right? Right? He calls them together. In Pasuk Gimel, it says, and they took from before Moshe all the donations in order to make it. So what was in Pasuk Aleph? He just said in Pasuk Aleph, he's made it already. How do you get right about making it before you got it? The drugs were out of order.
What else is no?
What?
I said, what else is no?
Yeah, it was really good. It's a weird pasuk, but he did it, and then Moshe Rabbeinu ties them together, brings them a form, and then he says, okay, now take all the stuff and go make it. But he just said in pasuk, oh, you made it. So Yechaim HaKadosh says, right? Yechaim HaKadosh says, what it's referring to, that's on top of page 2 there, the Rechaim HaKadosh is referring to is they made the kelim, they made the artisan the tools, the craftsman tools that were necessary in order to make all these things. That's what's being spoken about in the first pasuk. They made the tools. Moshe gathered together and told them take the raw materials and now make the thing. Okay, that's what Rechaim says. So some sofer says. It says a different thing. Look at the Chassam Sofer there on page 2. V'asa b'tzalel v'aliyav v'chol ish chacham lev asher nasan Hashem chochma utvuna behema v'yikra Moshe el b'tzalel v'aliyav v'chol ish chacham lev asher nasan Hashem chochma belibo kol asher nisol libo l'kor v'el amlocha l'asos osa. Yesh ladas, says the Chassam Sofer. The pasuk Rishon Tir Osam Asher Nasan Hashem Chochma Utvuna Behema. Ubepasuk Hasheni Kol Osam Chacham Lev Asher Nasan Hashem Chochma Belibo. Again, in the first pasuk it says Asher Nasan Hashem Chochma Utvuna Behema. Pasuk Hasheni Kol Osam Chacham Lev Asher Nasan Hashem Chochma Belibo. Bosifod, Asher Nesol Libo, Lakorvel Malacha, Gam Inyan Rotzon, Shneim Kroos, Srichim Perish. In other words, what he called the people who are joining Bitzalel, right? So in Pasuk Aleph it says, Chol Ish Chacham Lev, person who's a wise heart, Asher Nasan Shem Chachma, he's got in his heart Chachma, Utvuna, He understands how to apply the chokhmah.
Tfun is green.
Not tfuah. Right? Tfunah is like bina, like alvin, lahavin. Right? Tfuna, right? Understanding, bahema, ladat, asos. Because to know, right? They intuit. They know exactly what to do, right? Ladat lasos kol melechas avodas hakodesh l'chol asher tziva Hashem. That's in pasuk one. That's in pasuk aleph. Then in pasuk beis, it says vayikra Moshe el betzalel vel oliyav they'll call ish chacham leiv asher nasa Hashem chokma belibo. But note over here, it just says Chokma Velibo. It doesn't say anything about Tfuna or Ladas, right? Instead, it says Chokma Velibo. Kol Asher Nisao Libo Lekar VeLamlacha Latzos Osa. Right? The person's heart has been lifted up to bring him close to Lacha to do it. It says the Chasam Sof. We're talking about two different types of people here who did the work. The first group. Was what he called, they understood exactly what had to be done. You didn't have to teach them anything. The second group, though, right? Second group says that what he called the Chasam Sofer, though. He says these are people who felt like they had it in them to do it, but had no clue of what to do.
Except they were willing to do it?
They were willing to do it, and they felt it in their heart that they had the capacity to do it.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't have the ability to...
They felt they had, and it was the first ones, what he called, they looked at it and they said, oh, I know what to do here. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like a person who knows what to do, mm-hmm. right? Even if he's never done it before, but he's so capable, he looks at it and he knows exactly what needs to be done. Then there's someone else who's got such goodwill, Naso Libo. I know I can do it, I want to do it, but I have no clue how to do it. And those people that record Hashem, Moshe told Bezalel, you should take those people as well and teach them. Right? He says, right? In other words, that they should also participate. Don't just take the people who know automatically what to do. Take even the people who've got tremendous will to do it. They know I feel inside of me I could do it, but I don't know what to do exactly. Take them also. Kain Amar Pasak Sheni VeYikrael Betzalel LeKol Chacham Leiv Asher Nosim Chacham VeLibo Rotzum LeKoach Libo VeLotzi Adayin El Apoal VeHem Osim Asher Nosal Libam LeKor VeLamlacha Osim Kor Moshe LaAsos Osal Tevis LaAsos Osal Musav Al VeKor Moshe etc. Fine. So in other words, it's such a fascinating thing. In other words, the whole process of the building of the Mishkan is going to be done by people who are capable mitzad themselves. And people who you need to teach in order for them to become capable. It's an interesting thing. It's just, you know, it's almost like in Torah. So Torah, there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. A part of the mitzvah of learning Torah is to teach Torah. It's l'ilmud amanas l'lamed, right? Right? To teach with the intention of what to learn and the intention to teach. So it's kilu that we need people who, as it were, who are capable mitzad themselves to build the Mishkan, and also we need people who are going to be learning from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Bezalel, how to make it. They're also going to do it. And as we want those two qualifications, as it were, those two different types of people involved in the building of the Mishkan.
Both types of people are going to the category of Chacham Leiv.
They're both Chacham Leiv, but the first one is Chacham Leiv. And Tvuna and Das. Then they understand already how to do it, and Das, and it's part of their understanding of reality. Right? But we want someone in it, because it's unique, when you think about it, it's a unique light that's being contributed to the building of Mishkan, if you have a person who is, what you call, not 100% sure how to do this, how to apply this. Right? But he's motivated, he wants to learn, and as, what you call, and he does it mitoch, you're teaching him, that's a unique light That's a unique form. That's an expression of limud haTorah to you. Limud how to build a Mishkan in the building of the Mishkan. Very interesting.
What did they have?
They had Chacham Levi and they had Nesol Libo. And it was, I want to. I got goodwill. I just don't know what to do. Right, the other ones, really, well, they already intuited. They had the Chachma, they had the Tfuna, they had the Das. Chachma is, which are Makabel from the outside. Tfuna is you understand how to apply it. Das, it becomes part of that. That's your world, what do you call it? That's your world view. Right? Das is, it's clear, it's attached to you. That's reality. That's their perception reality. Is when they made the Kalim, they knew this is how it should look. This is how it should look. This is the way the picture of the Mishkan should be. This is the reality that Hashem wants to paint for us in the building of the Mishkan. The other one said, I don't know what to do. All I know is what he called is, I feel it, I have the capability inside of me, and my heart tells me I want to do it, but I don't know where to turn. Teach them and have them participate also. It's interesting. It's interesting. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. That's the way you build, that's the way you build a perfect world. Right? By not only including people who automatically are capable, but including people who want to learn. Right? To participate. Okay. On that pasuk, right? On the pasuk, the same pasuk in pasuk Aleph, says, "V'asam etzal v'aliyav kol ish chacham leiv, asher nasan Hashem b'chachma utvuna b'hema." That's a funny, because the funny terminology. See in pasuk Aleph, "V'asam etzal." The first pasuk. Go back to the first pasuk. Lamed vav Aleph. "V'asam etzal v'aliyav kol ish chacham leiv, asher nasan Hashem b'chachma utvuna b'hema." She just say not Hashem, not Lahem, Chacham Utvuna, Mas Behema. Kasal Darshan out Behema. Even the Behema understands. What does that mean?
Explained it so that even an animal.
Oh, so what does it mean, Behema? What does it mean? So the Ksav Sofer says that we call, like we saw before, that the Nashim, for instance. It says when they spun the threads on the goats, they didn't detach it from the goats. They spun it while it was still attached to them. Right? So it was still attached to them. Why? Well, it seems some unfortunate say because if you pull it off, it loses some of its shine. Whereas this way they spun it while it was still attached. So it would be recalled. But the question is, how in the world do you spin recalled thread from while the goal is still there? The goal's not gonna stand still. Elamai, that's what you learn here. Behema, the drush in the medrash is Behema, even Behema understood that what is being used for over here. And he willingly allowed the women to do it. Why? So it just shows that when man, as it were, is doing the Ratzon Hashem, the whole Bria becomes linked to him. The whole Bria, as it were, sees himself as subservient to man. So even the goats, right, were willing to have the thread spun while it's still attached to them. And the Mesillas Yesharim says, man, when he rises, he lifts up the entire Bria to the point over here where the goats literally, they just go, you know, go ahead. Fascinating. Okay. Now in Pasuk Zion, right? Pasuk Zion, what it says, Hamlocha Haisa Dayam L'chol Hamlocha Lasos Osah V'Hoser. So they had enough. What does it mean? Hamalacha haisa dayam. Right? Malacha was enough. It's a fine passage. Hamalacha haisa dayam is enough. L'chol hamalacha la'asos usav v'osir. So the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, first of all, what is this first malacha? Hamalacha haisa dayam. Hamalacha haisa dayam. So, Mochai Sadayim.
Passing now.
Pasuk Zion, right? So if you look in Rashi, I don't have the Rashi over here, but Rashi in the Chumash, what do you call it? Malacha Haisadayim, and as Malacha means the work was enough, L'chola Malacha, for all the Malacha, to do it, and there was even more. The Pasuk is a weird Pasuk. I mean, what do you mean, Malacha Haisadayim is enough? L'chola Malacha. What do you mean, Malacha for the Malacha? What's the first Malacha? What's the second Malacha? You hear? What's the first Malacha? What's the second Malacha? The Malacha Haisadayim, the Malacha was enough. L'chol HaMalacha. So Rashi understands, Rashi says, HaMalacha, the first Malacha, is talking about Meleches Ha'ava, Haisadayim Sh'olosai Mishkan. Right? In other words, what was the Malacha? The first Malacha is talking about the work of bringing. The work of bringing. In other words, what's the work of bringing? The chor to make sure that we require that you have nesiyah slave or nedivas ruach, you know, or nedivas ruach. That's the malacha. That's your job. Those are bringing. Those are not making. That's also for the malacha. What type of malacha is it? The malacha is to make sure that you got the right kavanas. Lechora. I don't know. The right. The right. Some say that the malacha that's being referred to over here is some things were raw materials and some things were already partially processed materials, like woven things. Right? Not gold and silver. You just brought raw gold and silver. Right?
Some things needed processing.
Right, something you need processing before, like shaped wood, you know, or whatever it is. So that's the mulacha. Now, that's what he called, they said they, you know, or woven materials or whatever it is. What he called, don't need anymore. That's the first mulacha. Okay, fine. The Or Chaim says, he's looking at the pasuk, he says, the pasuk is self-contradictory. He says, mamlacha haisadayim, it was enough, l'chola mulacha, for all to make all the mishkan, let's say, la'sososa, to do it, v'hoser, and more than enough. Maybe Hoser. If it's die, that means it's enough. If it's Hoser, it means it's too much. So make up your mind, which is it, too much or enough? You see the problem? He says, Amalacha Haisa Daim was enough. L'chor Malacha last was some Hoser. To do all the Malacha that was necessary for the Mishkan, right? Whatever you say the first Malacha means, whether you say it means what he called the bringing it, or means partially finished products, or whatever it is. But you said first it's Daim, it's enough, and then you say Hoser, it's too much. So what is it? Is it too much or is it not? The Or Chaim says, he says, he says in the second paragraph there, he says, V'la yeshesh mienu akosuv chibas b'nei Yisrael, to show how beloved the Jewish people are. Be'eni amokom. They brought more than was necessary. In other words, it was like, let's say, they brought more. So imagine a person who caught, who has, you know, the Nesiyah slave. He's just giving and giving and giving. And then, it's extra. What's it going to feel like? Hashem made a nes that even though it was extra, it went in. It wasn't too much. It didn't make it look inappropriate. It went in like it was absorbed in. It fit. So even though they gave more, which was the expression of their nesiyah slave, but it fit in, right? And it was die. It was enough. It was the right amount. Right, so no one should feel bad. In other words, everybody's donation was accepted and found its place inside, even though there was more than what actually was necessary. It's sort of like it says, like the Gemara says, you know, when our love was strong, right, it talks about the difference between the Mishkan and the Mikdash. It says, when our love was strong, we could sleep together on the edge of a sword. You don't need any more room than that. When our love is not strong, talking about, like, say, when the Beis Hamikdash just before it was destroyed, etc., then you can have a bed 60 garmides wide, and there's not enough room for both of us. So here, what do you call it? It fit in together. We became one. Sasemes says a different teretz. Right? Sasemes says a different teretz. He says, look at the Sasemes at the bottom there. Pasuk Marvim Amlavi. Right, Sav Moshe, Kali Amhavi. Ishtavin, Mazar Richus, we have to tell us all this in there. It's too much, it's too much. Stop. Nirki Roa, Tzadikim, Vachachomin, Kinespashin, Hisnadvus, Yosir, Me'aroi. The Choshishu, Shaloye, Od, Barotzon, Emes, Hashem, Shemayim. They saw that they're bringing so much. It wasn't a matter of material things. They're bringing so much that it could be that we're going to pass over now into a stage of, right, I donated. Me. You know, with the thumbs underneath the suspenders. I gave. And that messes up the L'Shem Shemayim. That messes up the L'Shem Shemayim. The Chashul Ye'od B'Rotzen Emes L'Shem Shemayim. Ke'a Kol Holech Achar Rotzen L'Shem Shemayim. Ve'isa Shikiyesh B'Chol Dovar B'Chinas Rotzov V'Shov. They say in the name of the Best. They say the Baal Shem Tov. So Samus brings here that in every avoda that a person does, he needs to stop when he's being successful at a point and remember before whom he stands. So you should have Busha again. And as you need, in all your excitement, you shouldn't let the excitement say, and at the end, look what I did. A person needs to go give, and then when he go before he gets to the point where he says, look what I did, you should stop for a second and say, who am I? Before whom do I stand? Right? And that way, he never is taken over with pride. He never loses the good kavana of L'Shem Shemayim and have it turn into pride. That's why it says over here that the Am was bringing and Moshe Rabbeinu saw was too much. The Am saw was too much. Stop! Don't stop! You have to collect yourselves again. Remember before whom you're doing this. You shouldn't lose the kavana l'shem shemayim and let it turn into pride. You know, I gave to the JNF. Whatever, not got exactly the same thing. Yeah, but if Or Chaim. Right, fine, that's good. Then, one more thing. Pasuk says,
Pasuk
Zayin. Yeah, we were on Pasuk Zayin, but where's this other Pasuk here? Going back, where is it? Lam hei chafes is vayavoa hanashim al hanashim. The men came on the women. What does that mean? It means with the women. Kol nadiv leiv heviu chach vanezem v'tabas v'chumaz v'chol kli zav v'chol ish asher heinif tnuvas zav l'Hashem. The first donation was they gave the jewelry. Those things are most precious to a person, right? Afterwards, we talk about, recall about, you know, about Zahav giving gold or silver, whatever, but here we're giving the jewelry. That's the most precious thing to a person. It says the men came with the women. So, what's the pshat on that? So, Chazal say, right, so this Fasem says, because what was the story with the men here? Imanashim, right? We're together with them. What was the, if we go back to the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the Egel, the women didn't want to give. The men gave. So the men, right, the women didn't participate in the Chet HaEgel. So the women over here are the Tzidkanios. The men over here are Balei Tshuva. Because the men originally, they wanted to give the Vidikot, they gave to the Egel. To make the Vidikot, the Egel HaZahav. So now it's the Balei Tshuva, the men coming with the women. So it says in the Sfas Emes, he says in the name of the Chidush Arim, B'Shem Adoni Mori V'Zekeni Zal, Ala Pasek V'Yvo Anashim Ala Anashim, Al Pi Maimar Chazal, B'Mok Mishav Al Tshuva, Omdim, Ein Tzadikim Gmurim Yicholim Lamod. Right? V'Zer Shomer Anashim Shechotu Bazov HaEgel, the men who had sinned with gold, with regard to the Egel, Bol bechila sagi ala nashim shlo chatu. They came together. They came together with trepidation, right? To bring the jewelry. V'zeh perish, right? Tshuva. Shaydei shlo kechol derech mi rotzon achet. That's the idea of tshuva. when you take the excitement that you associate with sin, the eagerness that you associate with sin, and you take that and you put it into a mitzvah, that's tshuva. Right? So rotzon make his rotzon like into your rotzon. That means you've sanctified the rotzon of the sin, because now you've taken that rotzon that you experienced there when you did the sin and you transferred to something kodosh. So rotzon is to share lo Hashem heiman imtzoyim ba'adam rak kedei lilmod derech lavodasi yizbarach. All the rotzonos that are not Hashem inside of a person, you meant to take those rotzonos and apply them to avodas Hashem. And in some measure, rotzon the kol, because that amokom ain't tzadikim murim v'chol lamod bo ki lo nimtzal hem rotzon amok kaze. You hear this? A person is a tzadik gomor, right? Right? He's never come into contact with that rotzon, with that desire, right?
How can he make it part of his
activity? That's why the Bokovishwal Chuva, because they've never activated that type of rotzon. But when the Balchuva comes and he takes the rotzon and says, I remember what I got excited about then. Heck, now I'm gonna take that excitement and do a mitzvah with it. That's Bokovishwal Chuva. So what we have over here is it's a
different world.
Right, two different worlds. So it's an interesting thing. What we have over here is we've got a combination of the people who are participating. Everything is the Shem Shemayim. Everything, some people are, what do you call it, Nad Barucho, some people are Nesol Libo. We got some people who are Balei Tshuva, we got some people who are, what do you call it, are Tzadik in the beginnings. We got, make sure there's no Kina, right? Right, no Kina, right? And we're making sure also that some of the people who are building are people who, what do you call it, who understand, intuit it immediately, who have to have a build it, and others who need to learn and need to be taught how to do it, etc. It's got all the halakha, and then finally also, and everybody who gave found its place inside the Mishkan. So you see here all different types of aspects of unity and the different colors of Klal Yisrael that go into making the Mishkan, because that's where the Shekhinah rests. When all of the different aspects come together and build L'Shem Shemayim, the Mishkan, that's where the Shekhinah rests.
And what happened to the Arab Rav here who instigated all this? They were all destroyed?
No. But it could be they didn't give. There is discussion about this. Did they participate in giving or not? That's a discussion. Yeah.
But that has some
experience. Up here, what do you call it, that they're not participating. Yes. Yeah. You would think. But I think they do discuss it. I think Sam Sofer talks about it.
But I'm sure the Arab Rav had some experiences where they gave with a slave to satisfy the Arab Odizora, perhaps.